This has started over the last number of years where the all new wastewater schemes and water schemes in the country are being done through this design, build and operate programme, where private companies like Veolia and Severn Trent are getting the contracts to build and run these treatment plants for 20 years. And the Donegal Bay Group B contracts were just signed yesterday for the Killybegs, Bundoran, Glenconkill and Convoy wastewater treatment plants, and it'll be Veolia that will actually build them and run them for 20 years after they're constructed. And this shows the type of privatisation that's taking place within water services across the country. And I think this will only roll out further, faster and quicker under Irish Water. And it's one of the main reasons why people are opposing the implementation of the water tax as well. And it means also that local employment through the local authorities and through Irish Water as well is losing out, because these are large multinationals that are coming in here, operating these plants and being paid huge sums to do so, where previously it would have been the county councils that ran the plants, or and now it would be Irish Water would be employing people directly to do it. But now the programme is to hand over large sums of money to pay multinationals for profit to actually run these plants.